Welcome into the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. I am Brady Cannon along with Wes Reynolds live from the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, taking you through the in-game updates, previewing games coming up a little bit later today as we roll through the Green Zone here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. And Wes, let's look at the NBA as we had a couple of early tips, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, and it's a barn burner between your Pacers and the Atlanta Hawks. Hawks went off as a short favorite here, laying 2 points. Right now, they're up by a bucket late in the fourth quarter, under 6 minutes left to go, 105-103 Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta has led most of this game, but Pacers now have cut it to 2. Miles Turner did return to the lineup for the Pacers and missed a couple weeks with an injury. 8 points, 11 rebounds in 29 minutes, but the star of stars really today for the Atlanta Hawks has been Clint Capela, 21 points, 23 rebounds. Trae Young also with 24, Bogdanovich with 20, Kevin Huerter with 20. Now 5:30 remaining here in the fourth quarter, of course. There was an interesting side story here because Nate McMillan, now the coach of the Atlanta Hawks, taking over for the fired Lloyd Pierce in the early part of the season. Former coach with the Indiana Pacers was fired in the offseason. Nate Bjorkgren now running the bench for the Indiana Pacers as now we are tied at 105. Nice hook by Domantas Sabonis. So 5 minutes ago, down in Atlanta, 105 apiece.
On the live line here at BetMGM, Atlanta is a 1.5-point favorite in your in-game total all the way up to 238.5, just about 5 minutes left in that contest. The other NBA game is a tight one, too. The New York Knicks taking on the New Orleans Pelicans, and the Pelicans flipped to the role of the favorite here. Went off as 1.5 or 1-point favorites. The Knicks, a home dog, in the lead right now, and about 8 minutes left in the final quarter here at the Garden. They lead it by 4, 88-84 in favor of New York.
And New Orleans was swimming upstream here in the first half. They were down big at the half, I believe, by 13, then outscored the Knicks by 13 in the third quarter, so it was tied going in. Knicks so far 9-5 in the fourth quarter, 88-84 here. And New Orleans did go off as the favorite, as you mentioned. 218, 218.5 was the closing total. Now that is well under in terms of on the live line. 211.5 currently at BetMGM, -3.5 for the New York Knicks. So a big game for the Pelicans here. Thought this maybe could be a little bit of a shaky spot for the Knicks off that big win on Friday night in Dallas on national TV where they won by double digits. So maybe could have been a flat spot, but so far a very competitive game. About 8:17 left to go. Knicks 88, Pels 84.
This team is really on a roll right now. They've won 5 in a row. They're in the 6th spot in the Eastern Conference. Looks like they are going to be well into the playoff picture here in about 3 or 4 weeks in the NBA postseason. And exciting times for Knicks fans right now. It's been a while, been a long layoff since we've seen the team really have some excitement like this.
Yeah, absolutely. The Knicks have very much improved. Tom Thibodeau, probably a front runner for Coach of the Year, although I think Monty Williams in Phoenix might have something to say about that. But Tom Thibodeau has put this team 4 games above 500. They bought in on defense. You've seen development and improvement in players. Probably Julius Randle, I would guess, would be leader in the clubhouse for the MIP, most improved player in the NBA. Probably a guy that's right behind him is his teammate, R.J. Barrett,
right,
who probably isn't going to get the love he deserves for the improvements he's made in his overall game, because Julius Randle has, I think it's kind of emerged really as the big dog for the New York Knicks this season.
All right, let's take a look at the action on the diamonds. And I'm looking at the monitor, the Tampa Bay Rays adding a run against Garrett Cole. For your first 5-inning bettors, the Tampa Bay Rays were like better than $2 dogs on this one. And they had Garrett Cole on the ropes with a 2-1 lead. And then the Yankees tied it up. So that ended up at 2-2 after 5 innings. But now the Rays back out in front as they plate a run here in the top of the 7th inning. 3-2 Tampa Bay leading Garrett Cole, who went off as about a -250 favorite.
Yeah, it looks like a double from Tsugo is going to bring Joey Wendell home, and it is now 3-2. Garrett Cole, 109 pitches. Likely going to be it for him. One man out in the top of the 7th. Tsugo now at 2nd on that double, the go-ahead double for the Tampa Bay Rays, as Garrett Cole will hit the showers. Solid outing today. He does now give up 2 earned runs on 5 hits, 10 strikeouts for Garrett Cole, and 6 1/3. So Tampa Bay now up 3-2 as the Yankees offense still kind of struggles to find something. Just 2 runs on 3 hits this afternoon.
Yeah, the Yankees staring their 5th loss in a row in the face right now as they are trailing 3-2 in the top of the 7th. The Philadelphia Phillies behind Aaron Nola throwing a shutout at the St. Louis Cardinals right now. 2-0 in the bottom of the 7th. Phillies still batting.
Yeah, Aaron Nola throwing one-hit ball so far. 85 pitches already through seven innings. We are in the bottom of the seventh in Philadelphia right now. Eight strikeouts for Aaron Nola. He has been very good this season. Cardinals have not found many hits off of him, just one so far. Phillies up in the bottom of the seventh. By the way, Bryce Harper got the scoring started, missed yesterday's game, had a solo shot in the first inning, and currently the Phillies up 2-0.
Over to the nation's capital, where the Nationals are hosting the Arizona Diamondbacks. And it looks like Madison Bumgarner finally found his form. His first three starts of the season, he was really roughed up. His ERA higher than 11, but holding the Nationals to just one run right now through seven innings. It's the top of the seventh, rather. Arizona, the visiting team, at the plate with a 2-1 lead over Washington.
The ERA is now down to 8.68 for Mad Bum. Pretty solid outing today. Five innings pitch, one walk against five strikeouts. Did get touched up for a home run, but that was the only earned run he gave up, along with two hits. So 2-1 right now, top of the seventh, Arizona leading over Washington. Trey Turner is the one that did get the home run off Madison Bumgarner, but the difference right now, Kelly with the home run in the top of the fourth, 2-1, and we are still at 2-1 here in the top of the seventh.
And this game staying well under the total currently, as it went off at 9 or 9.5. 2-1, Diamondbacks in the top of the seventh over the Nationals. San Francisco and Miami, this has been a very competitive series against two teams that have really exceeded expectations early in the season. Right now, San Francisco trying to avoid the sweep as they lead 1-0 in the top of the seventh inning in Miami.
Alex Wood, first start of the season for the San Francisco Gigantes, only gave up three hits in five innings, four strikeouts. So nice start for Alex Wood. Pablo Lopez on the other side, respectable start. Six innings, gave up six hits, just one earned, nine strikeouts against two walks. But the difference in this game, in a 1-0 game here in the top of the seventh, Alex Dickerson, Indiana Hoosier, by the way, singles to right, scores Tommy La Stella in the top of the third, 1-0 your score, and still your score here in the top of the seventh. Two men on for the Giants, though, with two outs against Russ Detweiler on the hill now.
The Boston Red Sox have won 10 games already this season, and that was after being swept in their opener by the Baltimore Orioles. Right now, the Chicago White Sox trying to avoid them getting to 11 with a 3-2 score right now in the bottom of the seventh inning at Fenway. Chicago out in front 3-2.
Yeah, and this is the last chance for the Red Sox. Christian Arroyo up at the plate. Two outs already, bottom of the seventh, with Liam Hendricks on the mound for the Pale Hose here. And this is a doubleheader, so seven-inning games in both. So this is the last at-bat for the Red Sox to go ahead and get some bingo going and see if they can go ahead and tie this up.
The Pittsburgh Pirates and the Milwaukee Brewers, good ball game here. You know, Pittsburgh's kind of a funny story. We all expected them to bring up the rear in the National League Central, and currently they are. But they're only 3.5 games out of first place at 6-9 on the season. They've been pretty competitive, and right now they are so with the Milwaukee Brewers. Only the third inning, bottom of the third at Miller Park, but Pittsburgh out in front 3-2 early.
And three-run shot here at the top of the third, just as we came on the air from Colin Moran, has given the Pirates a lead 3-2, bottom of the third. First batter, that being Vogelbach, retired by Chad Kuhl. So bottom of the third, one out, Pirates 3-2.
And the Cleveland Indians and the Cincinnati Reds, a good pitching matchup here between Shane Bieber and Wade Miley. But right now it's all Bieber and the Tribe as they lead Cincinnati 6-2, bottom of the seventh inning here at Great American Ballpark.
If Justin Bieber gets his peaches down in Georgia based on his new hit, what Shane Bieber gets in Ohio is a lot of people out at the plate. And he has certainly done that so far. Eight strikeouts a day, went 6 1/3. 6-2, Indians are now here in the bottom of the seventh. Luplo with the two-run shot in the top of the seventh. Perez with the three-run shot in the top of the fourth. Ramirez with the solo shot. So all the runs coming off the long ball for the Cleveland Indians. And when Shane Bieber's pitching like he usually does, that's a good recipe for success. 6-2, Tribe, bottom of the seventh.
Obviously, it's very early, and you can certainly do this before the season starts, but Bieber seems to be an early front runner, if he wasn't already prior to the season starting, for a Cy Young Award in the American League. Would you think about betting him at this point? I mean, this is two starts where he's been really good in a row.
It's probably short as of right now. And look, there's other candidates. Tyler Glasnow, of course, has been very good for Tampa Bay. You would assume he's going to be in the mix in the American League. Garrett Cole.
I think Cole was the preseason favorite.
Yeah, but Shane Bieber, I think, certainly would have some value. I'm guessing, I have not checked, that he's around single digits at this point, but he's one of the best in the American League for sure.
Certainly a joy to watch. Mr. Bieber, indeed, like I say, a couple starts in a row that have been really good for the Cleveland Indians. The Toronto Blue Jays and Kansas City Royals, they split a doubleheader on Saturday. Right now, they are scoreless. The bottom of the third inning with Kansas City at bat. No score in that one. The total has dipped down to just 6.5. And again, Toronto, the visiting team here, went off as a small road favorite in this contest. The other game underway and also scoreless in Arlington, the Texas Rangers and the Baltimore Orioles. The Baltimore Orioles in second place in the American League East, but trailing Boston by 3.5 games. No score in this one early. Texas Rangers and Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah, and I'll go back to that Blue Jays Rose game for a second. It is bottom of the third. 2 2/3 innings so far pitched for Robbie Ray, but the walk issues are reemerging for Robbie Ray here now, and now he just walks another batter just as I say that. So 6 walks, not even through the third inning yet, but the Royals have not been able to play to anybody, so still scoreless there in the bottom of the third. And we talked about Baltimore and Texas. Means against Gibson, so far nothing on the board. We are heading to the bottom of the third. Just 2 hits for the Orioles, 1 hit for the Texas Rangers. So currently nothing down there in Arlington, as it looks like we now have a tie game in Milwaukee. That being Avisail Garcia with a solo shot, ties it up at 3, Pirates and Brewers.
Action all over the place on the diamonds here on a Sunday. A lot of early games that we'll be tracking throughout the program. Over to the National Hockey League, and this one just went final. Quite a contest between the Boston Bruins and the Washington Capitals. 6-3, the final. And the Boston Bruins really continue to be hot ever since the trade deadline. And they knock off the number one team there in the Eastern Conference in Washington and pick up a couple of points, do the Bruins. And this game really changed, Wes, when the Capitals were given a 5-minute major penalty. The player was ejected from the game, and Boston scored during that 5 minutes to extend the lead here, ended up with a 6-3 final. And the Bees continue to get it done and make a push there in the East Division.
Well, and when your stars produce, you're going to win a lot of games. A pair of goals apiece for Patrice Bergeron, David Krejci, and Brad Marchand. They were the 3 stars of the game, deservedly so. And look, it got started when we were in on the pregame show when Bergeron got that shorthanded goal in the first period, and the Bees never really looked back. So this is a team that is in that 4 spot right now in that competitive division, arguably the best division in the National Hockey League, the East Division, with Washington, Pittsburgh, and the Islanders. So they make up a couple points on the Islanders, still 2 back. Islanders are going to go against Philadelphia here later today. 2 scores and 2 games that just went off at the top of the program. Rangers 1, Devils nothing. Sabres leading the Pittsburgh Penguins 1-0 as big underdogs.
All right. Yeah, a lot of road favorites on the ice today in the NHL. The road favorite Rangers with the early lead there at New Jersey, and the home underdog Sabres with the early lead over the Pittsburgh Penguins. Both of those games rematches. Those same teams met on Saturday, and the Penguins and the Rangers came out victorious yesterday. Over to the RBC Heritage Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, where Stuart Sink started the day with a 5-shot advantage over Colin Morikawa. He now has the 4-shot lead, and Colin Morikawa has slipped back a little bit. The Stanford Cardinal Maverick McNeely really making a run here. He is 5 under par through 9 holes at 14 under par for the tournament. Emiliano Grillo is at 2 under par through 5 holes. He's also at 14 under par for the tournament. Corey Connors is 6 shots back. He is at 12 under par for the championship, 2 under par on his round today. But Stuart Sink holding steady, even par on his round, no mistakes, no birdies, staying at 18 under par for the tournament, and he remains the favorite to get this closed out.
One final before we get to the golf here. White Sox win the first game 3-2 over the Red Sox. Red Sox did get a runner on with 2 outs, but nothing doing. So White Sox take the first of the double dip today in Fenway. But you're right here about Stuart Sink. Absolutely keeping it together. Not really putting very well. Yesterday you looked at Stuart Sink. He was about minus a shot and a half in terms of strokes gained putting yesterday, but he was so good tee to green that that made up for it. But currently just hanging on, four-shot lead, trying to be a three-time winner of this event. He won this event in 2000 and also in 2004 when it was the MCI Classic. If you remember MCI, the telecommunications giant, when we all had landlines, Brady, is the last time when Stuart Sink won this event. So he's trying to win one in the cell phone mobile era. So right now, so far, so good. Four-shot lead. Matt McNealy, you're right, is the mover. Matt McNealy, the kid out of Stanford, one of the better putters on the PGA Tour. It's just, can he ever keep it steady with the ball striking? He's always going to make his fair share of putts. Gaining, I believe, on the greens today, he is gaining almost two strokes on the green. But he's been very good off the tee, kept it in the fairway. So he is your big mover right now, a four-shot deficit now behind Stuart Sink. McNealy just started the back nine.
And McNealy is 33-1 to go on and win this at BetMGM. Matt Wallace is 150-1. Emiliano Grillo, four shots behind, is at 11-1. And Stuart Sink just moved to minus 1,000. Maybe he stuffed one in there and is going to have a look at birdie. We'll continue to monitor the RBC Heritage and see if Stuart Sink can put on the tartan plaid jacket for the third time in his career. Just getting started here inside the Green Zone, presented by BetMGM. We'll be with you for the next 3 hours, taking you through all of the in-game action. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you from the South Point, right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. With basketball and hockey games every week and the early baseball season, it's time to get into BetMGM Sports Nevada, the premier sports betting app. BetMGM has all your favorite wagering options along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the strip with your state-issued ID to open an account and start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. If you have a problem, call 1-800-522-4700. It is the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you. And Stuart Sink did indeed stuff one in there and convert for birdie. So he now moves to 19 under par on the day. Through five holes, he is one under par. He has a five-shot advantage over Maverick McNealy and Emiliano Grillo. Corey Connors still at 12 under par for the tournament. He missed his birdie on the 10th hole to close the gap there with Stuart Sink. And Stuart Sink, he went to minus 1,000 to win this tournament at BetMGM and then just came back to the pack a little bit at minus 800, but still the clear favorite to win the RBC Heritage for the third time in his career. And Wes, we have one final in the NBA.
We do the Nate McMillan revenge game, really, that we mentioned earlier in the program. 129-117 Atlanta Hawks over the Pacers. Game easily goes over the total of 231 as the Hawks get the win. Pacers did get Miles Turner back for the first game, but really the leader for Atlanta, of course, Trae Young with 34 points. And then we mentioned Clint Capella with that 25-24. 25 points, 24 rebounds for the Atlanta Hawks, welcoming Miles Turner back as he did outperform him. Turner only 9-11 on his side there. So Pacers now to four games under 500. Atlanta now five games over 500 as Nate McMillan gets to pay back the organization that gave him his pink slip several months ago.
Do you have any idea, Wes, what the highest number of rebounds is for a player in a game? I mean, Moses Malone maybe grabbed 41 times.
I mean, somebody had to get him, you know, or Bill Russell.
Didn't Kevin Love have like 30?
Yeah, Kevin Love did do a 30-30, I believe, one time. I don't know it really offhand, but Clint Capella, very big game for the Atlanta Hawks, pretty much was the difference, and then Trae Young did the rest scoring, so good win for the Hawks.
Yeah, and you and I both like the Hawks laying the 2 points. Felt that was pretty short price.
Most rebounds in a game, by the way, Brady, I believe was 1960. Wilt Chamberlain with 55.
Oof.
I had to think it was one of those guys, Chamberlain or Russell.
He didn't only score. He could also paint the glass pretty well. The New Orleans Pelicans and the New York Knicks. Last time we checked, the Knicks were in the lead by 4 points. Now the Pelicans out in front by a bucket. New York is currently at the line, trailing 101-100 as that free throw is good. So just a 1 point ball game, but now the Knicks on the wrong side of it. They went off as 1 point underdogs. I know James Salinas on Betting Across America was able to grab the Knicks in game +3.5. So looking pretty good right now with just 50 seconds left in this ball game.
Yeah, and a good spot by James to grab that because you may need every bit of the points regardless of what side you have here. Julius Randle, 28 for the Knicks. Not a very good shooting day, but he does lead their team in scoring. Zion Williamson, 30 points. So we shall see if Zion is going to go ahead and get the ball here if they set up something for him. Now ticking down under 30 seconds here with the Pelicans not getting a shot off. So the Knicks will have an opportunity to take the lead here late.
Got a turnover there. The Knicks down to the final 24 seconds. They'll take their time and try to get the last shot and the victory here. Is that Barrett that puts up a little floater? It's no good. Rebound out of bounds. Looks like it should be Pelicans ball there. They stop the clock with just under 15 seconds left here. I do believe that's going to be New Orleans ball.
Yeah, bodies hitting the floor there. I'm not sure if there was a foul called. There was contact, but it's like you let them play because both guys were going for the ball there. So we shall see what the call is going to be. Of course, the game on the doubleheader here after this is Brooklyn against Miami. Brooklyn now laying 5 on the road to the Miami Heat. Jimmy Butler has been downgraded to out, so that probably explains the move there as New Orleans tries to get it in bounds. There will be a foul. By the way, starting lineups before we hit this break for Brooklyn and Miami. Brooklyn will go with Kyrie, Bruce Brown, Joe Harris, Kevin Durant, and Blake Griffin. So two of the big three for Brooklyn. And also on the Miami side, Kendrick Nunn, Duncan Robinson, Andre Iguodala, Trevor Ariza, Bam Adebayo.
Okay, so Jimmy Butler was questionable. Looks like he will not get the start for Miami. Also, Andre Iguodala was questionable, but he is listed there in the starting lineup for the Miami Heat, who have lost 3 in a row. Should be a good one with the Brooklyn Nets. A road favorite coming up here pretty quick as the third game of the day tips off in the NBA. We'll come back to take a look at some of the 1 o'clock starts on the ice. The Golden Knights down in Anaheim, see if they can make it 2 in a row over the Ducks. They are a big road favorite down in the pond. We'll come back as the Green Zone continues. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Spring sports betting action is in full swing, and our VSiN experts are covering early season baseball, NHL, and NBA playoff races. Plus, we're looking at all the key picks and predictions for the NFL draft. We give you the tools to make the most of every bet, including our 24/7 video coverage, odds and analysis for every game at VSiN.com, our daily members-only best bet emails, and in-depth coverage of every major event in our digital publication, Point Spread Weekly. Now's the time to sign up for your VSiN 10-day free trial. Go to vsin.com/subscribe. Some updates here in the world of the NBA, Wes, and we're headed to extra basketball. The New Orleans Pelicans led the New York Knicks with just about 7 seconds left on the clock, 103-100. You've got the Pelicans on the money line. James Salinas has the Knicks in game +3.5, and we could not satisfy both parties there just yet as they're headed to extra basketball tied at 103
apiece. Yeah, with 7.5 seconds left to go, Pelicans elected to play defense. Derrick Rose drives in the middle of the lane. Lonzo Ball overhead. Helps, kind of gets lost, leaves Reggie Bullock open in the corner for 3, and he knocks it down. Zion was not able to convert on the other end with 2.5 seconds left to go, so OT in the Garden, tied at 103.
And the other New York team on the ice on the road in New Jersey, the New York Rangers continue their hot play as they are now leading the Devils 2-0, just under 5 minutes left to go in the first period there. New York trying to make it 2 in a row over the Devils as they are just out of that fourth playoff spot. In in the East Division. Pittsburgh, they are looking good in the third position in the East Division, but right now trailing the Buffalo Sabres 1-0. Buffalo went off as about a +250 underdog here. They've got the early lead with about 4 minutes left there in the first period. Philadelphia and Aaron Nola still pitching a shutout to St. Louis. Bottom of the eighth inning, Philadelphia on top 2-0. The Diamondbacks extend their lead over the Washington Nationals 4-1 now in the top of the eighth inning in the nation's capital over the Washington Nationals. And the Giants still hanging on to a 1-0 lead over the Miami Marlins. Been really good pitching in this contest, Wes, between the Giants and the Marlins. 1-0 San Francisco right now, bottom of the eighth.
Yeah, no question about it. Both starters now. Chase, that would be Alex Wood, and I believe Pablo Lopez. Both good performances, but now going to the bottom of the eighth. 1-0 Giants leading the Marlins. Of course, we mentioned Pelicans and Knicks and Madison Square Garden about to go to overtime, tied at 103. Arizona just gets another insurance run, top of the eighth. They now lead the Washington Nationals 4-1. Still tied at 3, bottom of the fourth, Pittsburgh and Milwaukee. Mets strike first blood here in Colorado with a run in the second inning. 1-0, it is Stroman against Senzatella in that matchup.
Cleveland Indians still doubling up the Cincinnati Reds. Top of the ninth inning there in Cincinnati, and it is 6-3 in favor of the Indians. Chicago and Boston, that one is finished. That one goes final. This is the first of a doubleheader. The White Sox get it done 3-2. In the nightcap, it'll be Mike Kopech facing Martin Perez. That will get underway in a little less than 2 hours from now. Let's take a look at the action coming up on the ice. The Vegas Golden Knights just took care of business with the Anaheim Ducks 4-0 on Friday night, and they'll meet the Ducks again here coming up at the top of the hour in Anaheim. And Vegas, a big road favorite here, -250 at BetMGM with a total of 5.5. On Friday night, Vegas got the 4-0 win, Vegas and the under in that one. They trail Colorado in the West Division by 4 points, and Colorado, of course, has been off for a couple days with COVID concerns, but Vegas with an opportunity here to gain another 2 points on the Avalanche.
And it will be Marc-Andre Fleury for VGK in between the pipes, John Gibson for Anaheim. So those goalies just announced. And look, what you mentioned with Colorado being out due to some players testing positive for COVID-19, this is kind of the opportunity for VGK to keep that rhythm going and catch them in the points. We don't know when they're going to meet in the playoffs. It seems inevitable that the Vegas Golden Knights and the Colorado Avalanche are going to meet at some point in the playoffs. They have been the two best teams in the Western Division. Price now at BetMGM, -260. Take back on the Ducks, 210. Lean a little bit to the under here. It is 5.5 under, juiced -125. BetMGM and Circa, the highest in the market for that. So you can shop around a little bit, but 5.5 on, I would agree. I know that's tough to take an under this time in the NHL, the way it's more wide open. It's hard to do it at 5.5, but that'd be the way I would go here.
Well, I don't want to lay 250 with the Golden Knights here, but there's no way you're going to get me to bet on Anaheim. I mean, if you look at all the teams bringing up the rear in their respective divisions, Anaheim is just absolutely anemic on offense. And that's to your point, taking the under in this contest. Go Knights go as they make a push towards the playoffs there. Let's take a look at the Islanders and the Flyers. The Flyers not really making a push towards the playoffs. They have just been kind of stuck in the mud here. Did not do anything at the playoff deadline. The Islanders have lost a couple in a row, but they are a road favorite here at Philadelphia. Philadelphia currently 8 points shy of the final playoff spot in the East Division. New York is just 4 points out of first place, and they could gain on the Washington Capitals, who lost to the Bruins earlier today. And now the Islanders are just 2 points ahead of those surging Boston Bruins. -155 on the money line in favor of New York here, Wes, with another low total of 5.5.
Yeah, when we talked about the Flyers last week with our colleague Andy McNeil, our senior NHL analyst here on the Vegas Stats and Information Network, and he was talking about what teams did or did not do at the trade deadline. And Philadelphia, it almost seems like maybe they're a little resigned to their fate right now in terms of the fact that they don't think that they can compete. They've arguably been one of the most disappointing teams in the league, just haven't been able to build on the success, and being in this makeshift East Division when you've got those teams ahead of you, it is very hard to compete. The defense hasn't been as good, so that's exposed really what's been more than likely one of the worst goaltending tandems in the league with Carter Hart and Brian Elliott. Looks like Elliott is going to go today. Philadelphia just has not been able to keep the opposing pucks out of the net near enough. Brian Elliott, only an 88.8 save percentage. That's one of the bottoms in terms of starters in the league. This does look like a good spot for the Islanders, and it's been bet accordingly. It's gone up a little bit from the opener. They come in off two losses in regulation to Boston, who clearly is improving over the last few games. But when in doubt, I'm going to trust Barry Trotz here at this standpoint. 145 still looks relatively fair. Anything above 150. Probably want to leave alone.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I did bet the Islanders at minus 145. Back to the basketball where the Knicks and the Pelicans are in overtime. And the Knicks just got a bucket there. They were up by 3 points. I'm not sure if you see the score now. They're headed to
110
commercial. There you
go. 105, 242 left to go in overtime.
110, 105, under 3 minutes left to go in the extra session there. Stuart Cink holding on to a four-stroke lead at the RBC Heritage over Emiliano Grillo, who has moved to 15 under par now for the tournament. He's 3 under through 7 holes. Maverick McNealy is 6 back at 13 under. Corey Connors and Harold Varner at 12 under par, trailing Stuart Cink by 7 shots. We'll come back with more here on the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. Brady and Wes with you live from the South Point on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. Baseball or hockey with a risk-free bet up to $600 at BetMGM. Simply sign up and use the bonus code VSIN600, and you're on your way to betting with the king of sportsbooks. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the promo code VSIN600 to make a risk-free bet up to $600. It's a new customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Colorado, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia only. It excludes Michigan dissociated persons. Please gamble responsibly. If you have a problem, call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, Nevada, and Virginia. 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. In Tennessee, 800-889-9789. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. Promotional offer not available in Nevada. Welcome back to the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. And coming down to the wire here in the overtime session at the Garden between the New York Knicks and the New Orleans Pelicans. New York closed as a 1-point underdog in this game. They went off as 2.5-point favorites. New Orleans took the money here, but right now New York looking to make it 6 straight wins for the New York Knicks, who have really been on a roll as they lead currently, West, 112-106 at the 2-minute mark.
Brandon Ingram looks like he's going to hit a pair at the foul line, and he does now. 112-106, 149 left to go. Of course, New Orleans did lead by 3. Reggie Bullock tied the game for the Knickerbockers with 2.5 seconds left to go. And an underdog maybe gets there in overtime here. We shall see. Knicks have the ball. 138 left to go, up by 5 on the Pels.
Nearly a turnover there for Bledsoe for New Orleans, but it looks like they'll call him on a reach, and the Knicks will get the foul there and retain possession with just about 1.5 minutes left in this ballgame, currently up 112-106. Let's look at a couple of other contests coming up later today in the NBA, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern for the Trailblazers and the Hornets. And the Charlotte Hornets are down to the 8th spot in the Eastern Conference. They've lost 4 in a row. The Portland Trailblazers are in the 6th hole in the West. Portland laying points here on the road. Just a 1-point favorite is the last I saw here, Wes. And the Blazers now up to 4-point favorites here at the South Point. And your total is at 216.5.
Damian Lillard not going to go for Portland here with the hamstring injury, but really the only guy looking like on the injury report. We know Gordon Hayward out indefinitely with the foot injury for the Charlotte Hornets. Devontae Graham, PJ Washington are questionable. LaMelo Ball has been out. Malik Monk has been out. So Hornets, a lengthier injury report, if you will. So that's why you're seeing Portland minus four. Charlotte has been one of those teams that I think have been a little bit undervalued by the market pretty much all year. They are hanging on that eighth spot. Indiana did not gain on them today with the loss to Atlanta, so now a game and a half back of the Charlotte Hornets. Portland currently in the sixth spot. No Dame today. Would lean a little bit. I did not bet this and probably will not, but would lean a little bit to the under at 216.5. I've mentioned before how Charlotte is playing a slower tempo with LaMelo Ball not in the game or having been on the injured list. So Charlotte's been playing more defense of late, so lean to the under. Nothing on the side for me.
The Rockets and the Magic also tipping off at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, and both teams kind of playing out the string here. Orlando is five games outside of the playoff picture in the Eastern Conference. Houston, meanwhile, dead last in the West. I believe they've lost six in a row. Magic favored here by just a point, nearly a pick'em game here with a total of 220.5.
Yeah, this is that old when in doubt, when you've got two teams that are not going to make the playoffs. You want to be more on the over more often than not, and certainly the market is currently moving that way. It was 218.5 in the overnight, now 220.5 at BetMGM. You mentioned that Orlando, just a one-point favorite at home. Lengthy injuries here, so I'll run those down for Houston. Danielle House out with an ankle. John Wall out with an Achilles. Sterling Brown out. DJ Augustine has been out. Nwaba, Eric Gordon, and Dante Exum, of course, have been out for a while for the Houston Rockets. On the Orlando side, Michael Carter-Williams not going to go with an ankle. Otto Porter not going to go with the foot issue. James Ennis and Mo Bamba are both listed as questionable for this game. Even with all of that out, that means you've got a lot of guys. Like Orlando, we know, traded a bunch of people at the deadline. So they're essentially going with the youth movement here. But when you get young guys with the opportunity to play more minutes, they at least will play hard or give an honest effort. So don't really know where to go on the side with so many guys out, but the over certainly makes sense.
117 to 109 in favor of the Knicks right now in overtime over the Pelicans. Under a minute left to go in that ball game. Two outs in the bottom of the ninth. The Cincinnati Reds down to their last out as they trail Shane Bieber and the Cleveland Indians 6-3. The Thunder and the Raptors. This will go also at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, and this is another matchup of teams that are on the outside looking in. Although the Toronto Raptors are only a half game back of that 10th spot in the Eastern Conference that would get them into the playoff round, and they're laying points here, 5.5 at BetMGM over the OKC Thunder with a total of 217.5. And Wes, you've talked about that as we've winded down towards the end of the NBA season, that you like to go over the total. Are you doing it here with a couple of teams that are a little bit disinterested?
Not sure yet, because we do have a lot of injuries, especially on that Toronto side. Gary Trent Jr. is going to go. But Kyle Lowry, Pascal Siakam, Fred VanVleet, OG Anunoby, Jalen Harris, all out for Toronto. That is probably why you've seen that move to the under. Oklahoma City is on a four-game road skid, and they're 1-9 over their last 10 games. So I don't know if there's any venue I really want to bet Oklahoma City right now. Being the prices are due to the injuries. This was 11.5 in the overnight, now down to 5.5, pretty much market-wide, including at BetMGM, mainly because of those injury issues. So if I had to, I would go back to that well in terms of leaning with the over with these two teams, even though you have a lot of personnel out for the Toronto Raptors. But I definitely don't want to bet Oklahoma City. And in-game update here, almost over here in Madison Square Garden. New York Knicks 119-109 as Brandon Ingram does get fouled on a three. 30.3 seconds left to go, but it looks like the Knicks are going to get another win.
And New York and Tom Thibodeau just continue to be a match made in heaven as they look to make it six straight wins. They're currently again in the sixth spot in the Eastern Conference standings. The Kings and the Mavericks, this will tip at 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern, and Sacramento has lost nine games in a row. The Dallas Mavericks currently hanging on to the seventh spot in the standings in the Western Conference. Mavs favored by a good margin here. 8.5 in favor of Dallas with a total of 230.5.
Yeah, Sacramento has just been dreadful of late, and they've been hard to kind of read all year long, but it's been an easy read over the last couple weeks. This is not a very good team. They used to kind of surprise you and win some games against good teams and have some exciting basketball being played out there, but I don't see it here. Dallas's defense has actually been really good and should be able to dominate, I think, really on that end of the floor against Sacramento. This is a big number, laying 8 on the road, but Dallas has been very efficient on defense. The Kings have not been able to score. They haven't been able to rebound, and they really haven't been able to defend as of late. So it would be Dallas or nothing on this end for me.
You know, speaking of the Kings, there was rumblings when Sean Miller was let go by Arizona, the basketball coach, that maybe Luke Walton would come back to his alma mater there. And
if he was in the mix, he should have run to take that job, because sometimes guys will put out that statement. They're not interested when they know they're not getting a call for said job. But if he was being considered, he should have taken that first plane out of town in Sacramento and got himself a little parachute down there in Tucson. But it will not be him. It will be Tommy Lloyd, of course.
Right.
The Gonzaga assistant was the head coach designate up in Spokane, going to take that Arizona job. That's one of the top 10 jobs in college basketball.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought Walton made sense, but good for the Gonzaga assistant. What is it, Tommy?
Tommy Lloyd.
Tommy Lloyd. He's been an assistant for Mark Few for a long time, so we'll see if he can convert that success in the role of the head coach for the Arizona Wildcats. The Timberwolves and the Clippers will wrap up your Sunday NBA schedule. This is a 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. start. L.A. trails Utah by 3.5 games in the Western Conference, laying double digits here to Minnesota at the Staples Center. 10 points and 231.5 for your total.
Minnesota on a 6-game slide. This is the first game home for the Clippers off that 3-game road trip out east, where they did get 2 wins, one in Indiana, one in Detroit. Very competitive in a loss at Philadelphia on Friday night. So Kawhi Leonard is questionable here with a foot injury. 10 points spread here on this side, 231.5 on the total. Number looked right here, so I am going to stay away.
By the way, an update on the Brooklyn Nets game taking on the Miami Heat. Kevin Durant has left the game. I guess a right thigh contusion.
Yes.
Matt, did you say right
thigh? Left thigh contusion.
Left thigh contusion for Kevin Durant. Unsure if he'll return to that game, but with his fragility, looks like he is not coming back to play for the Nets today.
No, not at all. As we're waiting to get that game on television, because we do have the Pelicans and the Knicks still in overtime, 119-112, 26.4 seconds ago. A couple baseball scores that did go final. I think you already mentioned Philadelphia 2-0. They
Yes.
get the shutout over St. Louis. Also final in Cincinnati. Indians take it 6-3. Shane Bieber goes 8 strong, 13 strikeouts on the day. So Shane Bieber mounting a very good Cy Young AL in the AL campaign here early on as they double up the Reds 6-3.
And I believe it was also Matt, our producer, informing me earlier that it's been a long time. I don't know how long you said, if it was ever happened before, but Shane Bieber in his first 4 starts of the season, 10 or more strikeouts in each appearance. And you and I had talked about betting this guy for the Cy Young Award. Well, that's a pretty good indication right there as far as how he started this campaign.
Yeah, no question about it. So Reds do lose today, but still a strong season, a strong start for the Red Legs at now 9-6. Indians go to 8-7.
The Washington Nationals have cut into that lead of the Arizona Diamondbacks just a little bit here. Now 4-2 in favor of Arizona. We're in the top of the 9th inning. Arizona is trying to add to that lead. Washington, of course, will have one more shot at it as the home team, trailing again 4-2 in the top of the 9th inning. Still 1-0, San Francisco leading the Miami Marlins. The Marlins down to their last at bat as San Francisco tries to avoid the sweep there in South Beach. We'll come back with our number 2 of the Green Zone, presented by BetMGM, right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.